You're listening to Sound Effect on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Jennifer Wing, and today we're looking underwater. And joining me now in the studio is 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe. Hello, Bellamy.
Hey, Jennifer.
So we've heard some interesting underwater stories so far, but you've come across some odd ones, and they involve octopuses.
Yeah. As it turns out, the Puget Sound area is home to a variety of very strange octopus-related urban legends and stories.
Okay, like what?
Well, one of the best urban legends from the Tacoma area is that there's a 600-pound octopus living under the Narrows Bridge. Over the years, divers have reported seeing this massive and apparently very elusive creature in the ruins of Galloping Gertie.
That's really big, 600 pounds. It's like our very own Loch Ness monster. Is there any evidence that this creature actually exists?
No, not really. No photographs or anything like that. Plus, octopuses only live for about 4 years, and tales of this massive octopus have been around significantly longer than that.
Are there any octopus stories that we know are actually real?
Well, yeah. The World Octopus Wrestling Championships.
What? The Octopus Wrestling Championships?
Yeah, it was a real thing.
All right, you're going to have to explain that.
Well, back in the early 1960s, the waters off Titlow Beach near the Tacoma Narrows was home to this event, the World Octopus Wrestling Championships. It was televised, and 1 year, about 5,000 people showed up on the beach to watch, and over 100 divers were participating.
That's a lot of people. So what exactly is octopus wrestling?
Well, when you hear wrestling, it's probably not quite what you imagine. It's not like the wrestling you see strongmen doing on TV. Divers would go into the water in teams and basically do their best to pull an octopus out of the water. There were two categories, one if you use scuba gear and one if you free dove.
And I imagine that they might have an advantage with eight arms. But how did you win this if you were one of the divers?
Well, if you were free diving, you got 2 points per pound. And if you had scuba gear on, you got 1 point per pound. Whoever wrestled the biggest octopus out of the water was the winner. And some of these octopuses that they pulled out weighed as much as 60 pounds.
How did this come to be? Who thought of this?
It was the brainchild of a diving club called the Puget Sound Mud Sharks. They did things like spearfishing and other competitions. And one of the co-founders of that club is a man named Gary Keffler. He was actually very well known in the diving community. He worked as a stunt double for TV shows when underwater scenes were being filmed around here. And he ran underwater sports in Seattle for quite some time until handing it off to his children. I paid him a visit there, and he very matter-of-factly just said they wanted to do something different.
It's something to do, I guess, go out and wrestle an octopus. So we decided we'd hold it. Since we have the largest octopus in the world in shallow water, we decided, well, it might be a nice event to try and run and do. We did. Turned out pretty good. It's a challenge. So from that challenge, we turned it into a contest.
Was this dangerous? It doesn't really sound like the safest thing to do.
I asked Keffler about that, and he said there are some risks, but in general, octopus are not that dangerous.
You had to be just a little careful about them grabbing your mask or getting a hold of your hose. And those days, we had two hose regulators, and they could crimple it, tighten it up so the air would be cut off a little bit. The octopus we handled were not the giant ones you see. Most of them were running probably 50, 60 pounds and ran 7, 8, 10, 11, 12 feet across. And once in a great while, you would get a real big one. But they don't have the strength. They can't come up and squeeze you, but they can hang on tight with the suckers on their tentacles. But you could pull them loose and then keep them off of you. They didn't move fast, and that was a thing that people don't understand.
Bellamy, did any of these octopuses get hurt?
Well, Keffler says almost all of them were returned to the water, with the exception of a few that were donated to local aquariums.
So you have these TV cameras. 5,000 people are showing up to watch divers pull these creatures out of the water. Did anything else interesting happen?
Well, Jacques Cousteau showed up.
Like the guy, Jacques Cousteau?
Yep.
Wow.
He ended up taping part of a film there. It's called Octopus Octopus.
From the Pacific to the Mediterranean, Captain Cousteau and Calypso divers would now observe and photograph one of man's most curious contemporaries, the much maligned octopus, and seek the truth about this enigmatic cave dweller of the sea.
Wow, so why haven't we heard of this before?
Well, the octopus wrestling only lasted a couple of years. And Keffler, again, very matter-of-factly, says they did it. And after a few years, it was just time to move on to something else.
Huh. Wow. Would this even happen today?
Well, I do think that the arrival of Jacques Cousteau on the scene kind of coincide with a general turning point in society around conservation of these creatures, interest in studying them and harming them less. Don't forget that the orca hunting that had gone on was also changing at this time. And so, you know, when I asked Gary Keffler how he feels about the octopus now, I asked him, you know, well, what did you respect most about this creature? And it was interesting to hear him say that really he found them very beautiful.
I think their beauty and their way they, their fluid movements, the way they swam, beautiful to watch move in the water. They can, it's interesting, they change colors to match their surrounding. There's no reason, unless you're going to get it for food, to harm them or take them, you know, so why bother hurting something that isn't hurting you?
And so you see the attitude that they had previously in terms of hunting and wrestling these out and making a spectacle of it. That kind of thing I don't think could ever happen in this day and age. I mean, recently we had the big uproar with Dylan Mayer. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
This young art student just a few years ago wrestled an octopus out of the water and was caught on film doing so. And the end result was that the State Department of Natural Resources has banned the octopus hunt in like 8 public diving areas. Mm. So people really have shifted their attitudes, but it sure is interesting to pull back the curtain and understand that it's only been a few decades since that attitude changed.
Thank you very much, Bellamy.
Thanks, Jennifer.
That's 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe sharing some odd octopus stories with us here on Sound Effect.